Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Dr. Harold Voth served as senior psychiatrist at the Menninger Clinic for many years. He was one of the 20th century's leading voices in terms of healthcare and mental illness. Dr. Voth used to say, "Hugging is an excellent tonic." He contended that it's been scientifically demonstrated that people who are mentally run down and depressed are far more prone to illness than those who are not. But hugging, he says, can lift depression. It enables a body's immune system to get toned up. Dr. David Bressler, director of a pain control unit at UCLA Medical Center, says, "The type of hugging I recommend is the bear hug." He says, "Use both arms, face your partner, and perform a full embrace." He said, "I often tell my patients to use hugging as part of their treatment for pain. To be held," he said, "is enormously therapeutic." To his words, add the testimony of Dr. Robert Nearson, chairman of the psychiatry department at Scott and White Clinic in Temple, Texas. He said, "A hug can have an astonishing therapeutic effect. It provides a sense of companionship and happiness." Dagmar O'Connor is a psychiatrist and therapist. In an article published entitled "All About the Fine Art of Touching," she said, "It's a source of continuous wonder to me, even after all these years as a sex therapist, that simply touching and being touched can solve so many of our problems." Dr. Bressler, the doctor who heads the pain clinic, says, "Sometimes I just take out my prescription pad, and then I write out a prescription for 4 hugs a day, one at breakfast, lunch, dinner, and bedtime. But does it work? That's the part you have to determine for yourself." Question: have you ever wondered why Jesus often reached out and touched people? Quite often, he touched people who were considered outcasts of society, blind beggars, a woman of questionable moral character, a leper, or a person with a loathsome disease. Jesus gave them healing even beyond the miracle of physical healing. Today, in many parts of the world, we are simply handshakers. We're more comfortable without getting quite so close to people. And I, for one, have to say that a lot of love can be expressed with a sincere, firm handshake, the kind where you look someone straight in the eye and with honesty and sincerity and meaning, shake hands. Nonetheless, a score of medical authorities are saying, hold it. An embrace, a touch, a hug, or a kiss goes far beyond the handshake in communicating on a deep and personal level. Paul recognized the importance of communicating love through physical contact. He wrote, "Greet one another with a holy kiss," something still done in many places throughout the world. But going back to the question, why did Jesus touch people? Why does the New Testament tell us to greet each other with a holy kiss or a warm embrace? Good psychiatry? It's that, but more than that. There is healing in the touch of a hand, in a warm, sincere embrace. God wants us to major on restoration and healing. But if this is all true, and I doubt that I have to convince you, why don't we get on with it? We need to realize hugging is not sexual unless you make it that way. There is a great deal of healing in a touch. Dr. Bressler's prescription, 4 hugs a day, is all right after all.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.